This is Minnesota Today for Friday, May 26th. I'm NPR News reporter Kirsty Marone. Here's our top story right now. As many Minnesotans hit the road this holiday weekend, gas prices have inched up slightly over the past week, but are far lower than a year ago. As of today, AAA says the average price of gas in the state is about $3.50 a gallon. That's up a penny a gallon over last week. But it's down by 7 cents a gallon over the past month. And it's dropped by more than 70 cents a gallon compared to this time last year. The national average is about $3.57 a gallon. Events memorializing George Floyd will continue through the weekend. Floyd was murdered by a police officer 3 years ago on a Minneapolis street. A gala is planned for tonight at Paisley Park, including music from Sounds of Blackness and a speech from the grandson of Nelson Mandela. A festival is planned tomorrow at the site of Floyd's killing. The free event includes music, art, and black-owned businesses. George Floyd Global Memorial is organizing the events, which started on Thursday with a candlelight vigil in South Minneapolis and a 2-day conference on racial equality. A Florida man pleaded not guilty this morning to 2 counts of illegally transporting people into the country. The charges were filed after a family of 4 was found frozen to death near the Minnesota-Manitoba border early last year. Peter Cox reports.
Steve Anthony Shand is charged with smuggling 2 people across the U.S.-Canada border in far northwest Minnesota. He pleaded not guilty during a federal court hearing held on Zoom. A trial date has not yet been set. Shand was arrested just south of the U.S.-Canada border in January 2022 while driving a van with 2 passengers from India. 5 other Indian nationals were also identified and arrested nearby. Authorities then found a family of 4 from India frozen to death on the Canadian side of the border. Court documents link them to the other undocumented individuals. Shand has not been charged in their deaths. I'm Peter Cox.
And here are some other stories we're watching. Many workers employed by the High Life pork processing plant in Windham are scrambling after learning the sale of the plant will invalidate their work visas. About half of the plant's 1,000 workers hold H-2B visas. High Life informed them yesterday none of the potential buyers have the approvals to employ H-2B workers. Immigration lawyer Aaron Schutte-Wodzinski says the regulations say the visa holders will have 10 days after the sale to apply for a change of immigration status or to leave the country.
That means cutting leases short. That means pulling children out of school. That means completely uprooting everything that they have, because they're no longer going to be able to lawfully work under their current immigration status here in the United States.
Windham officials are working with recruiters to find jobs with companies which can accommodate H-2B visas. The auction of the plant began today, but the result of the sale will not be made public till Friday, June 2nd. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says it's monitoring a gasoline leak discovered earlier this week in Lake Crystal, west of Mankato. The agency said today that the leak at a gas station along Highway 60 has allowed gasoline to enter groundwater and the city's sewer system. The scale and the impacts of the leak are still being investigated. Efforts to stop the leak are underway, but authorities say there's a chance that gasoline fumes could enter homes and businesses in Lake Crystal. Anyone who smells gasoline fumes is asked to contact the fire department. Memorial Day commemorations will be held this weekend around Minnesota, including observances at 3 state veterans cemeteries. Tim Nelson has more.
The state has 3 cemeteries for Minnesota veterans in Little Falls, Duluth, and Preston. The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs holds its traditional commemorations on Sunday afternoon, the day before the holiday, to accommodate the ceremony at the National Cemetery at Fort Snelling as well. Brad Lindsay is interim commissioner for the agency and says the flags, pledges, music, and speeches often draw considerable crowds and families of the state's veterans.
Helping everyone remember the real meaning of Memorial Day and why we do it and why we have it.
The state commemorations include a musical prelude followed by an official welcome at 2 p.m. The state is building another veteran cemetery in Redwood Falls, but that won't be accepting its first burials until this summer. I'm Tim Nelson.
In sports, the Minnesota Lynx lost to the Mercury last night in Phoenix 90-81. They played the Aces in Las Vegas on Sunday night. The Twins begin a weekend series tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays in Minneapolis. The Twins have struggled of late, but begin the series in first place in the division. And Minnesota United hosts Salt Lake tomorrow night. And here's a look at the weather. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s in the northwest, mid-40s to lower 50s in the southeast. The weekend forecast looks great. Tomorrow, clear, with highs in the mid-70s to mid-80s. Sunday, a little warmer, sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly clear, highs in the upper 70s to upper 80s. On Monday, Memorial Day, it'll be partly cloudy with highs in the 80s, cooler by Lake Superior. That's it for Minnesota Today. I'm Kirsty Marone. Thanks for listening. If you're looking for more news or weather, you can always stream us by going to nprnews.org, download our news app, or just turn on your radio.